Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Patrick Mahomes, so darn exciting as an individual in a team sport. He captivates me, makes me stop and watch all the time. I mean, there are Kansas City games I watched this year I wouldn't otherwise watch the Chiefs. Who's the last individual in the NFL who has done that for you? Me? Jarvis Jones. No, I've got a couple, but 412-928-9370. So Mahomes is that individual right now who is just sweeping people off their feet. You have to watch, whether you like him, you hate him, you're somewhere in the middle. I think a lot of America football watching populace is sort of riveted by his actions. They're like, just so need to watch. So who is the last player that has done this to this big? I've got a couple. You got a couple, you say,
yeah,
Jeff?
Yeah, I've got a couple.
Why don't you give one and I'll give one? Go ahead.
All right, the Homer one, but I would legitimately watch him, Troy Polamalu.
Okay. That's a great – you know why? It's on defense, too. It's not necessarily a traditional pick.
Didn't know
guys on
what
defense.
He might do in a game. He could jump the line of scrimmage. He could pick six. He could do – he could knock somebody out. I mean, you didn't know what might happen.
Vic, when he played in Atlanta. Because Vic
not
was
– when he played here.
No. No. Because he was throwing the football. He was running the football. He was doing – where so many years went by and people said, you can't play in college. You can't bring the college quarterback game to the NFL for a couple year span. Now, I think in like 06, whatever, they were only like 7-9. Like they weren't good. And they were never super, super great, you know? But there were a couple years where they were okay. And he was doing things where everyone said in the history of football, you can't do that. He was making plays like a video game. He made it like a video game. Who's a player for you, producer Matt?
Well, this kind of is one season, but Chris Johnson,
okay,
when he went for his 2,000-yard season,
all right,
I tuned in for that.
You remember he had like that tick where he would like,
yeah,
in every, and they would always have
not
that
AP
real in-close shot of him. Uh-huh. And I didn't know whether to feel bad or just to be like, well, that's just what this guy is. He had that little like sort of Tourette's kind of little tick. I always remember that about him. All right, who's another player that you have, Jeff?
This goes back a few years, but Deion.
That was one of my other ones. I got another one after.
Deion was, I mean, because he talked so much, you wanted to see him get beat, or you wanted to see him on punt return. You wanted to see if they used him on offense. I mean, he was.
Because he was always on the field,
yep,
too.
And you didn't know what he might do or say or whatever. I mean, and if he got beat, then you felt like you were watching him, just watching him fail was watching something.
Another one for me, like, I had two. Vic was one, and then Randy Moss. Because Randy Moss, every ball felt like a big, long one. Like, it wasn't like, okay, it's third and four. Let's run a 5-yard dig route and throw it to Moss. He's going to shield somebody. It was like, home run, let's go.
Well, in those offenses with the Vikings,
yes,
with Moss and Randall Cunningham and Chris Carter, I mean, they were fun to watch.
That they did it for whether if there was a Vikings game on, and it was a lot of times the NFC late game would obviously be a Vikings game, be a 4 o'clock game, you know. I would stop and say, I'm gonna watch this Vikings game more intently than I ever would, because Randy Moss is in this football game and he might catch a pretty nonchalant 37-yard touchdown pass here. 412-928-9370 is that number. Who else you got, producer Matt? You got one more, you said.
Yeah, this isn't necessarily about talent, but about the magic.
All right.
Tim Tebow.
All right.
Forget you.
Well, I can understand it, though. I think Tim Tebow
made one pass.
He made a lot of people stop and watch. But those same people had to get home from church real fast on Sunday to watch the game. But he made them stop and watch.
Oh,
he did.
That's bad. You know,
how he won with his talent is amazing.
I would say this, too. For about a span of 30 years or maybe 20 years, Green Bay quarterbacks, between Favre and Aaron Rodgers, those are tune in and watch, because you didn't know what either of those guys were going to do.
A lot of people chiming in. Calvin Johnson, when he had his big seasons, and they're right about that. And Calvin Johnson, the other thing that was weird, too, was that Detroit was never, you know, super good. It was like one guy living on an island. A name that's come in a lot at 412-928-9370 on the text line, love him, hate him, whatever, Kaepernick. When Kaepernick, when they made that deep run, what Kaepernick was doing from a quarterback position, and, you know, he did it out of that pistol offense in Nevada. Then he comes in and kind of changes things a little bit in the NFL. But there were times when you watched him and you were like, I can't take my eyes off him.
It's funny. A lot of those guys, you remember watching like RG3, boom, he gets hammered in the sideline. And that kind of – remember when Pat White played for Miami and he got leveled on the sideline, and that was like it.
Well, when Ryan Clark hit RG3, I thought RG3 was dead.
Yeah.
Ryan Clark hit him so hard. I didn't think he was dead. Let me take that back. I thought he had – you know those weird injuries you hear? Like when Ben will bring it up. Like I had like a ruptured spleen or like ones you hear, you're like, oh, my gosh, that guy got that in a car wreck. Like I grew up with a kid and he had a he punctured his aorta when he got in a car wreck. Oh, man, what even is that? I thought RG3 was going to have something like that whenever Ryan Clark hit him. Ryan Clark hit him so hard. I just remember Clark hitting him, and the first point of contact was like RG3's butt, then his back, and the way he bounced across the ground. I thought he was dead or had like a, you know, his ventricular whatever was broken. That we never didn't even know where that is in your body.
Think about Green from go from Favre to Rodgers. I mean, you're never out of a game. And you never know what either of those two are going to do.
But is Patrick Mahomes is doing that for me right now.
But Rodgers has done some of the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of funky throws, big comebacks, can throw it, you know, 70 yards on a flip.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.